Hi, I'm Matt Chiaramonte, and this is Above the Laughs, the podcast that takes place above the world-famous Laugh Factory in Chicago. Today I sat down with a very funny Chicago comedian by the name of Aaron Weaver. If you're not familiar with Aaron's work, then you're missing out. His style has a bit of Stephen Wright, Mitch Hedberg in it, but he's also a very great storyteller, so it leads to a unique and hilarious act. I'd recommend Googling Aaron Weaver sandwich. You'll thank me later. We recorded this podcast right before Aaron did his last set before moving to L.A. He reflected on his time here and told me about his plan of action, which is essentially just wing it and see what happens. It was a great conversation, and I hope you enjoy it, so check out Aaron Weaver.
Did you grow up in Chicago, or you didn't? You're from,
no.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Grew up in Michigan for most of my life, and then I lived in Chicago for like 5.5 years.
5.5 years? Yeah. And did you come to do stand-up? Or?
Mm-mm. I came because I lived in Michigan, and I wanted to go to a big city,
yeah.
And it's like Detroit or Chicago.
Right.
So it was pretty easy.
All right, well,
figure that one out.
And then what got you into stand-up?
I wrote in college.
Okay.
I would do a lot of writing, and I started writing jokes. I started getting into like comedians a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd write jokes a little bit. And then when I moved here, I started working at a Cheesecake Factory downtown, and I had friends there that said they did stand-up comedy, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could just do comedy. I thought you had to be like famous or something.
Yeah.
So I found out you could just go up and do your jokes,
mm-hmm.
and I just did. And then
how long ago? How long ago is that?
That was like 4.5-5 years ago.
All right, you just said open mics and.
Yeah, just started signing up at some open mics.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who were some of the early comedians that you were listening to that kind of?
My favorites were Mitch Hedberg,
mm-hmm.
and Stephen Wright.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Just
I was
like
gonna...
super deadpan one-liners.
Right.
So yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's
yeah.
cool. Well, you're because you have a pretty original voice on stage. Like, there's a little bit of that, like that influence in your kind of delivery, but you're more. I don't know, like, I seem like it's more of a longer form comedy.
Yeah.
You're doing story oriented.
A little bit
more. Just punchlines. I don't know. Like, how did your kind of your voice develop? Like, over the years, like, what did it start out as?
Well, it started off exactly like Stephen Wright and Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Like, I sounded just like them.
Yeah.
And it was just like really short jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, like, dude, how do people memorize? I did 5 minutes. I did like 45 jokes. I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna remember this shit? Can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's encouraged.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I was like, that's how I started, just super one joke after the other, no transitions, just like short as fuck. Just little, I still have like a couple that I still do,
mm-hmm.
but.
Do you remember, what were some of your early jokes? Like, do you remember your first stuff?
You want to hear an early joke?
I want to hear an early joke. Okay,
oh, damn. Okay, there's one that I liked back then. It was really stupid how to go. It was like, that's weird that you would call someone a tool. Like, look at that guy. He's so handy and efficient. Like, really stupid, really Mitch Hedberg-y, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I still got that element.
Sure, no, definitely.
In there, but,
yeah. And now you're leaving Chicago, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan. You're going to L.A.
Yeah.
Is it to pursue stand-up alone, or is it kind
that's of, most of it.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, just living.
Right.
You know, I've been wanting to go out west for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
My mom lives out there.
Okay.
I love the mountains and the ocean and all that, so. Yeah, it's just sort of, ideally I would have waited until, like, I got something.
Yeah.
Like, solid out there, like, pulling me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a job or something.
Right.
But I don't know. It was just time.
Right.
me and my girlfriend broke up a couple months ago, and it's like that was my excuse before for not leaving. Oh, okay. So it's like,
no, there's nothing. You know,
it's time, before I get another girlfriend, I better fucking go. Otherwise, it'd be like 35 before I know it.
You have you done a lot of stand up outside of Chicago? I don't know how much touring you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of other cities.
Yeah.
And I've done, this past summer, I went on the road, like, a lot for the first time.
Yeah, what was that?
It was alright.
Is it just doing clubs, or are you, like, just, like...
Some clubs, some one-nighters, and bars. Like, they'll set it up so where you have, like, a couple one-nighters in a row, like Wednesday, Thursday or something, and then on the way, they're on the way to a club, and then you do the club.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, it's alright. You know, the clubs are pretty fun. They're not as fun as doing them here for me, and the one-nighters could get kind of brutal, like in bars in small towns. It's like what I talk about and what I want to talk about is not necessarily what they want to hear, so
it's,
you know, I don't know, but it's still a good experience to try to figure out how to make everyone laugh.
Do you find that you are you, do you often adjust your act a lot to audiences, like as you as the show goes on, or
a little bit? I mean, I don't have a whole lot of, I don't know what the word would be. I can only adjust it so much because I don't write like, I don't know. It's all kind of weird what I write.
Yeah,
what I think of is like a little more on the weird end. There's not too much that I can adjust it to be like, oh, this is normal.
Right.
I guess they're gonna like this. Yeah. I don't have any, like, you know, standard things that I can fall back on.
Right.
But yeah, you know, you adjust it. If it's it's an older crowd, you're not gonna talk about Twitter the whole time, you know, so
yeah,
you know, you adjust it.
Okay.
A little bit.
What do you what's your opinion on the, I know you're leaving, what's like, I don't know, do you have like an opinion on the Chicago scene? Like, it's like, I don't know how it's changing. I had Danny Callis and Mike Stanley in here talking about sustaining a career in Chicago as a comedian.
Yeah.
And how it's kind of seen as this stepping stone, and people, you know, 6-7 years, they're out of here. I don't know, what do you think? Do you think it could be a place that stand-up, you could grow as a stand-up, or is it...
I think so.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how much you grow outside of it, other than, like, in L.A. or New York. I don't know that you grow so much more, but you... just have more opportunities.
Right, there's more connections. There's
I don't know. I think you could do it in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to work your way up to be like a headliner on the road and stuff, but you could make a living. It would be hard to get exposure still.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be a headliner at clubs, but they wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is this guy.
There's no name recognition.
Right.
In Boise or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. We were talking about the idea of... I just want to hear, like, other Chicago comedians' opinion of this. Like, if there was just one... Danny was talking about if there was just one, like, late-night show that was, like a weekly show that was filmed in Chicago that could regularly put comedians up that all of a sudden that you could... Because then it wouldn't really matter where your home city is, right, if you're headlining and you're touring.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you...
Yeah, I mean, if there was like a network late night show in Chicago that had stand up on it, yeah, that'd be crazy.
All right, well,
it'd change a lot.
So, I was gonna ask you about what you wouldn't be doing if you hadn't gone to Cheesecake Factory and heard about stand up comedy.
Oh God, I don't know, man. I could still be at the Cheesecake Factory the whole time.
Yeah,
which would mean I could be dead by suicide.
Right.
So, I don't know. I've winged it my whole life, sort of. And I just sort of winged my way into this. So,
okay.
I don't know, man. Maybe... Oh, shit. That's...
Yeah.
Maybe like a... I don't even know. It's so hard to... Maybe like a writer.
Yeah.
Or an attempt.
What kind of writing were you doing before?
I was doing like creative nonfiction writing in college.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just basically I mean, basically creative writing.
Yeah.
Using factual information.
Right.
So,
journalism. Is that something you've, like, kept up on or something that you...
I was keeping up on it for a long time, but I fell off of it the more I do comedy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I used to only write jokes in the back of my notebooks,
yeah.
And, like, the notebooks would be mostly other writing, and then slowly the back of the notebook got thicker and thicker, and now it's just the whole notebook is
right.
Just jokes, so it's like, fuck.
You still have to read it backwards to see
it. Yeah, I have to read it backwards.
Yeah,
it's the only way.
That's what's your process, I guess? Are you still kind of work them out, writing them down, or is it?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, like it's you have a weirder style. It's, but I imagine it's not like you're just on the bus and you're like, it's not like look at.
Oh no, that happens.
Thing, yeah. Is
yeah.
It okay?
But it's like weirder stuff though. Like
yeah.
Just like what if this chip was an animal or
yeah.
Something like.
Right.
It's not like oh my god. Backpacks are funny.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's
yeah.
Just, you know, I get weird thoughts and I write them down. And sometimes I set out to write and I just sit down and I'm like, dude, I gotta write something before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's like, there's a whole, like, creative thing, too, where it comes and goes.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes it's like, I can write 20 jokes in a week and I'm like, oh, I'm the best comedian ever.
Yeah.
And then next week, the next month or something, I won't write anything.
Hmm.
And I'll be trying, but I can't. I'm like, I'm the fucking worst. I can't think of anything. It's
right.
Like, so, it's up and down.
Right,
you know,
definitely.
Ebbs and flows.
Sure. Like, material-wise, what would you say, I don't know, it's a weird question, but what would, like, the amount of material that you say that you, that you're pulling from on a...
Well,
for any show, like I know you, like here at Laugh Factory you're doing like 18 minute sets, but
right,
like what are you on the road, I don't know, on the road are you doing longer shows?
Yeah, on the road, you know, 30
yeah
30 or so. I mean, I feel like I could do, at this point I feel like I have close to 45
okay.
Of like, you know,
of
like
stuff you're
stuff that I am proud of
okay.
Or whatever. You know, I got a lot more than that
mm-hmm.
Of stuff that would be iffy for me,
right.
But yeah,
hmm.
I think I have like 45. I've done like 40 a couple times,
right?
But there's a lot of crowd work, so it's hard to tell.
Well, what have you given a thought to, like what your, I don't know, you have like a plan of attack for LA? What you're gonna, you're just gonna go,
no,
just gonna wing it. I mean,
yeah,
like you said,
dude,
just
I'm
keep
just,
winging it.
I'm just gonna,
it's working it. So far, so
yeah, it's scary though, because
yeah.
The older you get, the more people try to force a plan on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the more they judge you for not having one, and the more, you know, I start to believe them a little bit, like,
right.
Fuck, what am I doing? I need a plan. But at the same time, you know, I kind of just want to do what I did here over there.
Yeah.
Which is work my way up and just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just get better. And, yeah, man. I feel like as long as your main goal is to get better, it's gonna work out.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to do too much with the business side, I lose all my energy and I can't be funny anymore. Some people are awesome at that, at networking and stuff and getting Twitter followers, but I just,
right.
I don't want to fuck with that too much. I want to get good enough to where I can get someone to do it for me,
right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
That'd be ideal. So, but
well, if anyone out there wants to do it for Aaron.
Yeah, if anyone wants to get me Twitter followers so I can tweet at them every 2 weeks,
right.
Let me know.
Man, well, that's good. It's cool that you know, it's cool that you're moving on. That you're, I mean, it's sad that you're not going to be in Chicago, but
yeah,
like, do you think you'll be traveling a lot? Or do you think you'll be touring in LA, like coming out?
I don't know. I don't think I'll be touring a whole lot in the first year or anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm not set up with any of those people yet.
Right.
So probably just be in LA,
mm-hmm.
trying to grind it out for at least the first year.
Shit, man. I appreciate you sitting down and talking with me.
Shit, man. Thanks for having me,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
You're about to do your... Is this your last set at Laugh Factory right now tonight?
I think so, yeah. I thought it was last weekend, but...
Right.
I think this should be it.
Okay. This one's it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, when are you leaving? Is it you got a few few weeks?
I don't know. I just got a call from my mechanic today, and he said I can't drive my car across the country. So I don't know. But anyone has a car out there?
Right. Anyone with a car and Twitter followers?
Yeah.
So you don't know, but
I don't know yet. Probably like within a week or two.
Okay.
Hopefully sooner.
Are you you got anything special planned for like the last sets that you're doing around town, or you're just gonna do your thing? And
yeah, I'm just gonna do my thing. All
right.
Yeah, I mean nothing too special. I'm gonna get hammered for this one. I'm just gonna do like 14 shots.
All
right. Is that cool?
I think that's a good idea.
All right,
you
cool.
Should get started right away.
Yeah. Do you have anything in the office right now?
I don't know.
You got coffee? I could like coffee. Snort some of that.
There's a bottle of something in.
What if I licked your computer screen?
There's definitely some residue
or
something
residue
in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Residue's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. The show started 15 minutes ago, so you better get.
Oh fuck!
Better get drunk.
Okay.
Well, thanks for sitting down with me. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And
thanks, man.
In LA, we'll miss you here, but.
Yeah, I'll be back.
You'll be back. Awesome. Get a show and bring it out here.
And, oh yeah, late night show. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. No problem.
That'll do it for Aaron Weaver. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please check out our other Above the Laughs podcast. There's all kinds of interesting ones with all kinds of different people from the world of comedy. In the meantime, have a nice day. That's my catchphrase.